All right, 9 minutes gone past the hour of four. You're listening to Hard Facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info. I am Kala Dakuru Batubo. And as I would always say, it's a pleasure having you on the other side of the radio. There is a topic I'd like you and I to look at, and I've got a guest via the phone. She's going to give us a little bit of a time because she's really busy, so I'm going to run through my introduction for this conversation. Now, there was the report that was on some of the pages of certain newspapers, national newspapers, and it has to do with police recruitment in Nigeria. Security is everybody's business, they say. Security is very instrumental to the development of a location or a locality, so they say as well. For instance, no investor, local or foreign, will take his market or his industry to a place where there is constant fighting, killing, maiming, and destruction of properties. And that is why, you see, the government at the federal, state or local government levels would spend huge amounts of money in securing, you know, various localities in the country. However, we still have series of insecurity challenges bedeviling or rocking the nation. For instance, we've got the Boko Haram boys, we've got unknown gunmen, we've got bandits, we've got kidnappers, and then the list goes on and on. But the police have come out to now say that in his latest recruitment, that the southern part of the country, when I say southern, in our parlance, we call it the southern part of our country. In the southern part of our country, not so many people decided to enroll or apply to become police officers. While in the northern part of the country, so many people applied, more people, I should put it that way, applied to become police officers. So I want to understand why it is like that, because we in the southern part of the country will be the first to complain, oh, the police is not doing enough. For instance, we say, oh, the police have not been able to capture Tubaba and the likes. But we are not willing to play a part. We're not willing to join the police to make the police force a better place. And so I have invited, she is a lawyer, but once upon a time, she was the police PRO here in Rivers State. I'm talking about Barrister Dr. Rita Inomabe. Welcome on the show. It's good to have you once again. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Mr. Kalada. Thank you.
I'm sorry I had to drag you from your busy schedule, but please, civic responsibility, is that what it's called? Yes, I think it is. Welcome once again. So the first question I want to throw at you is, why do you think a lot of people from the south are unwilling to join the police force? According to the statistics, Bayelsa State has got the lowest entry in terms of the application, just a little bit over 2,000 applicants, followed by, was it Anambra, then Lagos, and then, I mean, Ebonyi. The last five states are in the south, either the southeast or the south-south. What's your take on that? Why are we not willing to join the police force?
It's that we're not willing to join the police force. I think the first thing is qualification disparity or dichotomy. Because what we talk about this qualification, in this other part of us, the stress so much on fact that it's making English education and mathematics.
Okay.
But in the other side, I don't think the best portion of that. That's why every one of them can join. But here, some of them are willing to join here. Some of them are still have English, or some will not have. So it's not just food. That's why you see more of police officers in the other side of our country, on this side, are few. That is just one.
But madam, according to the data, I know you, I get where you're coming when we look at the indices for qualification, but I'm talking about application now. Very few numbers applied from the southern part of the country.
Because they couldn't meet up with the qualifications they demand.
Okay, okay.
It's not that certain things like want to meet some place and maybe you accepted to join the force and all that.
Okay.
But I don't think what is happening this time is happening the last night. I'm not trying to mention names, but you understand what I'm saying.
Yes, yes.
So here, they're stressing much on qualification. You must have English, you must have mathematics, you must have 5 credits. But if you look at the other side, all those things are not really their problem. So they just pack them and put them in the place. That's why you have more in that side, and you have few of us from this side. So I'm talking about the qualification disparity.
Mm.
Yes, that is one of them.
So what other factor do you think plays a role in the lack of interest from people living in the southern part of the country? Because I remember growing up, people wanted to join the police and the army. A lot of people were saying, oh, I want to be a force person. But it looks like that's not the case these days.
a lot of them are not interested in the job. Understand?
Yeah.
But the few that are interested, there are a lot of things that, you know, when they find out from friends around, they are always discouraged. For instance, they will tell you that this police force is just like a confinement.
Okay.
That if you join this police force, you are already confined to a particular place. You understand?
Yeah.
And then the way they will check on you is to look as if they're taking an arm register. You know what I mean by arm register? You know, the police don't joke with their arms.
Okay. Okay.
They check it then to ensure that the arms are not missing.
Okay.
So a policeman is subjected to a habitual criminal. So that's one of the reasons why some of them will not even want to join the police. And also they will think that the police don't even have time for your family. They're not even giving a little time to even see your family. But some of the married men, they will tell you how many times they sleep in the room with their wife. They can count the number of times they sleep for a month.
Mm.
And if, for instance, they are even permitted to even go and see their family, you will just be running back like a modern slave. So putting all these things together, most of them will not even want to come and join the police. And if you think about the salary is very meager. How much are they paying? So some people will think, they will tell you that, I should have to waste my time for a whole month just to get a little stipend. The policeman account is using zero naira every day. Don't have money. No, they are just living in the church rat. So most of them are not interested in coming to join the this type of job that some at you and great. They look at you and say, nobody. They only come to friend you because of engineering, because you have these friends. And after helping them out, they don't dump you and all that. So these are the things some people put into consideration, and they will not even want to come and even join the police.
Madam, with the rates at which it is going, and with the decline in the interest of Nigerians to join the police between the ages of 18 to 25, most especially, we may not have a police force in the future, don't you think? Or even if we do, already we're complaining we don't have enough manpower in the police. Would they not be for the decline? And so what can the police do or what can the government do to make the police attractive? Because from what you've said, it doesn't look profitable to be a police officer.
I think they just have to be kind of by women. And also think of how to increase the salary of the police. Because if you look at the foreign countries, one of the major arms that is very important to them is the security personnel.
Yes, yes.
So in the foreign country, you see a lot of the sentiment that they give to them. They feel very comfortable in doing the job with smiles. But not in this other part of the country where all their efforts are always at risk. You understand?
Mm.
And yes, they don't even have good life insurance. they keep on securing people, then they say they're not secure.
Mm.
So if they can, you know, take a leave from the foreign country, providing these incentives for the police, I think a lot of people will have that courage to come and join. But if they don't do that, how can you come and join a police force when you know that your money in the bank is always zero naira and you live like a statue? What are you going to give to people?
Okay. But we've been told that the people in the police force are people who love Nigeria, who love the country and are very passionate about the country. And so they have dedicated their lives, you know, to securing the country. And you're telling me that's not the case, right?
Yes. Okay. The police are a trained personnel, you know. But when you tell that as a police officer, you are expected to put smile on the face of someone that is. And, sorry, I'm just having a...
Yeah, I get you. Sorry about that.
You're supposed to put that back. Even also those people that are depressed. You know what I mean? And the if they do it this way, where they don't even have respect for the police, if you talk about the junior ones, they're only feeling worse. Because police officers don't carry out order of the police officer. No matter what's happened to them, you always tell them, let me say, sir, you know, all is well and all that. And if they perform really well, there's no compensation for them.
All right.
The senior ones are the ones that take, you know, the blame. So I think there is need for them to really talk to this security personnel. Let this perspective be attractive. There are those persons that are willing to just join the police. And if you talk about yourself, you will see that the politicians are not able to apply for police. You see how many number of persons are attached to only one person. So if you sample like 10 or 15 persons to just guard one person, how about the other persons in the society? So that is even where we are even lacking manpower. Because of manpower distribution. Distribute even those who don't even cannot qualify to even the business. But it's good, it's arena, it's not happening in the foreign countries. It's not happening. It's not happening at all.
All right.
So we need to do it with a holiday to ensure that the people in the society are well skilled.
All right. So what would be your recommendation? I mean, looking at the current situation of things, because I would have to let you go at this point, but I'd like to know, what would be your recommendation? I mean, if you were to be in charge of the police, what would you do to make Nigerians, young Nigerians, get interested in joining the police force? Or is it true that the people who join the police force are people who could not find any job anywhere else, and so they decided to go for the one that is available, which is the police force?
Well, I say so, because some people join the job as a last resort. If they don't see any job, they don't fall back to the police. But if they have made the police very attractive or lucrative, the incentives are there. You see a lot of people who join this job. Like I said earlier, the parents will even push their children to go and join the police if they found out that the children are stubborn or they cannot even obey their orders. So they will not push you there. But if you have stopped the place that is meant for you, but they look at the police as a subject. You understand? So, but I am saying that the government should take a lead from other countries. Security is one of the major priorities of any state or any country. Let them look at the incentives of the police. Give them good instance, give them good help. At least with all this, they perform very well. And dragging their feet for joining. With all this ground, if you make them to join the police force, and look at it as a lucrative job.
All right.
So that's what I think.
All right, thank you very much for your time. I should let you go back to your busy schedule. Thank you very much. I do. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, then. If you're listening, I would like to get your thoughts. I know the line wasn't very clear. I'm sorry. We had to make do with what we have. Poor connection these days. I do not know what's wrong with the network providers. However, she did make some certain points that I could hear clearly. One of it is that there is the disparity when it comes to qualification indices, you know, for you to even apply. She also said they have to be better incentives so that people can join the police force. However, when I do come back from this commercial break, I would read the reporter's scene on the Vanguard, and then I get your thoughts as to why we don't join the police. We're the ones to first shout, oh, the service chiefs are from the northern part of the country. Oh, the service chiefs. all from the northern part of the country. But usually it's because they've got more numbers during application processes. And, you know, they tend to grow in higher numbers. But when we come back, we talk some more. Please do stay tuned.
Hard facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back. It is the bottom of the hour, and yes, it's time for me to open the phone lines. But first, I would like to read from the article where I am getting my data from, and that is as seen on Vanguard newspaper. For those of you joining right now, you're listening to Hard Facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info. I am Kala Dakuru Batubu, and it's a pleasure having you on the other side of the radio, and I appreciate, I should say. But let's read. It says it starts with setting beats and pieces of the data. It says 358,900 successful, 190,741 rejected. Anambra maintained last position with only 1,664 applicants. I had earlier said Bayelsa, so I stand to be corrected, or I am corrected at this point. But the article reads like this. The Police Service Commission said on Sunday that 507,774 applications for recruitment into the Constable Cadet of the Nigeria Police Force have so far been received on the police recruitment portal, which closes next Sunday, November 26, 2023. The portal was opened on the 15th of October 2023, 5 weeks ago, will be exactly the 6 weeks mandatory requirement for such exercise by the Federal Character Commission. A statement by the Commission said that out of the 547,774 applicants, 358,900 were successful and have qualified for the next round of the recruitment process, which includes the physical, credentials, medicals, and strict background checks of the applicants. A total of 84,606 applicants were rejected for being overaged. Applicants are expected to be between the ages of 18 and 25. Kaduna State maintained its first position as the state with the highest number of applicants, with 40,272, with Anambra still stuck in the last position with 1,664. Adamawa State is second with 36,398 applications. Borno State third with 32,048 applications. Benue State with 31,122 at fourth position. Katsina State with 30,202 at fifth position. Bauchi State with 30,604 at sixth position, while Kanu is seventh with 30,004 applications. Ebonyi State with 2,132 applications is next to Anambra from the rear, that's from the behind, and followed by Lagos State with 2,324 applicants. Bayelsa State is fourth from the rear with 2,651, while Abia has 2,796 and fifth from the back. Now, this was made known by the chairman of the PSC, the Police Service Commission, Dr. Solomon Arase, IGP retired, where he expressed his satisfaction with the number of applications already received. He, however, observed that it is obvious that Nigerian youths have decided to show incredible interest in pursuing a career in the Nigerian police. A development, he said, augurs well for the new police that we are building. He appealed once again to the youth of the Southeast to change its indifference to police work, insisting that embracing anti-government criminal gangs will not lead them anywhere. He advised that they should be concerned on what becomes of the region in the future, as no development can thrive in a terror-ravaged communities. He noted that the commission will do its best to ensure that recruitment is strictly based on defined criteria, with merit and justice prevalent throughout the processes. All right, so you've seen the figures, you've heard it, you know it now. and it looks like the southern part of the country is way behind the northern part of the country when it comes to applications. What could be the reason, in your opinion? I mean, we blame the police. We accuse the police. We criticize the police. Whenever we hear the police is your friend, we are mad, we are angry, we are restless, and we want to fight. However, the best way to change a thing is becoming a part of the process, is becoming a part of the system, is trying to change from within. However, it looks like we're not really interested in the southern part. We don't want to join the police, especially in the southeastern part of the country. And so my question is, Dan, what do you think is the major reason? Is it that the police is no longer as interesting as we used to see when we were younger as a people? I'm talking about, you know, those who are millennials and above. You know, I'm wondering, do you think so? Do you think it is a reflection of our moral standards in modern time? I was talking to my program's manager about the topic, and he said, remember when we were small and we used to play police catch thief? Nobody wants to be on the police side anymore. Everybody's tilting towards the other side. On the lighter notes. All right, so I'm going to open the phone lines now. 0817-923-0002 and 0817-923-0003. WhatsApp number 0809-030-6416. Remember, we're live on Facebook, Nigeria Info PH. We're active on X, Nigeria Info PH, and we are live on YouTube, Nigeria Info PH. Zion is calling from Jerry. Zion, welcome. What is on your mind? Let's get to hear you, please.
Good evening to you, Canada.
Yeah, good afternoon. Still afternoon.
Want you to see this report as malicious.
Okay.
This report is a lie. They are pathological liars against the South region. The politics in this apparatus is, if you are from the South, they make it difficult for you to be recruited. If you are bearing your region and South East, they don't want to accept you. They make the criteria so difficult. So whoever that have concocted that report, those are the enemies from the South and Southeast. I will stand to tell you categorically clear, from 2015 to 2019, I have been pushing our people to join the security apparatus. And when it gets to the screening process, if from the South, it will make it difficult for you. But if you are from the North, it gives you opportunities.
Right.
And today somebody sat, because they are giving him free money to write whatever he wants to write, is now concocting such a document and put it on the air.
But what makes you calm down. You know, you're making very spurious allegations. What makes you think the data was concocted, like you said? What makes you think so?
Come out to the streets and see the lot of youths from this Niger Delta region who want to join the army.
Really?
Join the police and
really?
So on.
Really?
But I'm telling you.
Okay.
But all during right. The screening process, they send them out.
Zion, we have not gotten to the screening process just yet. This is mere application. Do you want to be a police officer or not? That's the stage we are in, yes or no. And a lot of people have declined to apply, and that's what we're talking about. Are you there, Zion? All right, I've got to move on now. Godspar from HA, welcome. What's on your mind, please?
Yeah. Exactly like what the other man has said, only he went to the extreme. Do you know why many people are not applying?
You tell me.
Or did not apply?
You tell me.
You know, when you look at the predicament that our South people are passing through during screening, they decide not to worry themselves, say they will not apply. That's the problem.
Okay.
Hello?
I can hear you. I'm listening.
Two, three persons that applied. During screening and other things, the way they would do them as if they're not men.
Okay.
And the other people. So that's why they don't apply. That's why many people don't want to apply, because of the abuse and the neglect and the other things involved.
Mm.
A few people that just apply, just let them do. I don't know why that sentiment and the political coalition is being played, because there are people at the end of affairs of those armed forces, Navy, police, not, because more people of the high cadre are from there. That's the problem.
Right.
And this Nigerian, no man. It's Lena there. That's
why.
There are people I have to go and plan. They say no, except I will promise them that I will walk it through for them. If not, they are not going to apply.
All right. All right, God's call, I've got to go now. Victor from Eliozu, welcome. What's on your mind, please?
Good evening.
Yeah, good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's on your mind?
Okay, like what the other two callers have said, application into Nigerian police, armed forces, has been skewed in a way to favor the North. So whatever you apply, at the end, the North will have the highest number. So they make it so difficult for those from the south, east, in general, especially south and south east.
To
Nigerian armed forces and police. At the end, you see that it's even from the north and sometimes southwest and middle belt are mostly the people that we are able to make it.
Victor, I want to ask you a question.
The apply, before they will take you for you to go for the training, it takes a lot. In the screening, they will filter you out.
Victor, now can I ask you a question? When you say all of the things you have said, this is just an application. So what technique have they used to rig out people in the application process? Can you tell me one process that you think is inimical to the applicants in the southern part of the country?
This application, why most people don't apply is that application is not the end point. How many to go through the process, see that they don't go through at the end.
Okay.
So they decided not to apply.
Okay.
So most of them show apathy.
Okay. All right.
From the south, east and south.
And the south. South.
Whenever it comes to this police or any military recruitment.
Okay.
But at the end, they will not see the make anything out of
it. All right. Thank you very much. I've got to go. I've got Yakubu from Eleme. Yakubu, welcome. What is on your mind? I'd like to hear from you.
Yes.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. Good afternoon, Yakubu.
Yes, about the police recruitment exercise. I want to clear one thing. The process of recruitment is not done in one place. I will be interested to know that if you are from River State and you apply, you will not be taken to Abuja to screen.
Okay.
You will be screened here in Port Harcourt.
By Rivers people or by other people?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, if somebody tells me that because people don't want to join because there are some discrimination about it, that's not the truth. Canada, I'm not just speaking as an interested person. That is my constituency. I just retired less than 90 days ago.
Okay.
Mrs. Rita is my senior colleague.
Okay.
So, okay, as 40,000 have already applied from Kaduna State alone. How many vacancies do they have? Is it more than 10,000?
I think it was 10,000. They're looking at 10,000, I think.
Yeah, so if someone tell you this, why people didn't apply for Manambra, they didn't apply yourself. Where you apply, you have 1,500 people that apply. For the whole country, it's just 10,000 people. What are we talking about? I tell you that there are so many things. If people don't want to join police, There are so many reasons.
Well, can you give me, Yakubu, since you've retired just 90 days ago or less than, can you tell me some of the reasons why Nigerians are not interested in joining, especially in this part? we're talking about development.
Is it a man that don't know when you collect his salary? Or when or how? Who don't? Let me tell you one thing. Just stop three policemen on the road, ask them where did they collect their salary. Nobody will tell you. Nobody will tell you this is the date I will be paid, or this is how much I will be paid. Is it after you retire, you don't even know when you start to get your entitlement? Even the one you contributed, for your personal savings, it will take you more than 5 months. Look. Those that apply about 5-6 months ago, they've not collected the money. Mm. The ones they contributed for themselves, for the security of their family, after they leave the job. It is sad, and honestly, brother. Hello?
I'm listening to you, Yakubu. I'm listening with interest. Please, go ahead.
We are just joking in part of this war.
All right.
About security. If Nigeria did not feel police, they are not working in Nigeria. Work outside the country. Police are taking outside the country.
Mm.
We meet with our counterpart here. We know how they are treated.
Mm.
So coming back here, he's a man that will buy. Canada, are you buying a microphone?
No, I'm not buying my microphone. No, I'm not.
As a policeman, they went to the union from last.
All right. So there's nothing that attracts the people to the police. That's what you're saying.
I'm telling you so many things. Look, I don't know if you remember, may God bless you, because you died quite long. Former IG, Aliu Ata. He launched a book, and he challenged their elite that if you bring the member of their family to join the police. He told them that he only sent the rejected ones. I think only Ojukwu that brought his son to the police, and he has three left. Think.
All right.
He challenged them, said, bring your children.
All right.
If you know that you left police, but all of you here, none of you go without police escort. You don't want to bring your children.
All right. Yakubu, at this point, I would have to let you go, but thank you very much for sharing your story. All right. Send me your number. I'll get your details. Send it to the WhatsApp message portal, and I'll talk to you. 16641. I'll call the number again so that you can take it down.
Okay.
All right. Keep listening. Thank you very much for your time and your passionate contribution. I love it. I'm sorry, Victor from Port Harcourt. I'm sorry, Hero from Port Harcourt. I had to take a long time discoursing with Yakubu, who just retired from the police force. Yakubu, if you can hear me, the WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. That is the WhatsApp number line. So you can send me your number and your whatever details you want to share with me. But on Facebook, Ozo Francis Omaga Inamani says, the age limit for the applicants should be adjusted to accommodate more Nigerians, okay? That could be a thing. Yunola Akin says, the process involved is extremely cumbersome, coupled with the age limit. So many graduates out there are highly interested in joining the force regardless of the force involved, but these things tend to pose challenges and hindrances most times. I wish they can be looked into and readjusted appropriately. I've got Chukuma. I'll get to you. You call from Orderly Road, just give me a minute or two so I can read some more messages. Prince Chima says, age and how police are going about it. Don't guess it. Friday says, all the eligible applicants from the South have been accepted. I mean, come on, can you accept all, even in universities, everybody who applies and not accepted? Penne says, the process and produce is not sincere. Most youths are looking for jobs after spending money. Nothing will come out, just like the recent recruitment here in Beverston. Let's get to Chukuma, who's calling from Orderly Road. Chukuma, welcome. What is on your mind? Please tell us.
Okay, Canada, yeah. I think I like this discussion.
All right.
For me, I wanted to join police when I graduated, but it was this age issue. So you notice that for average Nigeria graduating from university and finishing youth service, the person is already 26, 27.
Yeah, something like that.
And you know that most people in Southeast, like Anambra, they attend school more than, you know, the Northerners. I'm not trying to say that some people are more as in...
That is debatable. Let's move on. That's debatable, but let's move on. Let's go ahead with what you're saying. Debatable, like I said.
Yes.
But let's hear
it. So that is what I think is the reason why Anambra and some Southeastern states, their representation is very low in that
So you're saying by the time they're done with university, their age is above the limits, and so they cannot join the police force. So the police should adjust the time frame. Okay,
all right. Exactly.
All right. Thank you very much, Chukwuma. How old are you now? Would you still want to join the police force?
Yes, I was even in police office last 3 months. We were just joking about it. They say no, I won't be able to join because I'm above.
You're above what, 30?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm above 30.
All right, then. Thank you very much, Chukwuma, for your time. Let's take a listen to Tena. Tena is calling from Ada George. Tena, welcome on the show. What is on your mind? Please tell me.
Okay. Good evening.
Yeah. Welcome.
Yeah. All right. I want to start with consolidation. A present governor of Rivers State.
Are you sure you're calling the right radio station? This is 92.3 Nigeria Info. Are you talking to? Okay, so we're not. Where did we talk about consolidation? Forgive me.
Yeah, I'm bringing consolidation because I was making a point here.
Okay, let's hear you.
We have been thinking right about Nigeria, but Nigeria doesn't operate like that. Mm. Somebody was once saying, when applicants are up, you will notice that some names are being, you know, fired out or slashed out. That's the truth.
When you say they have been slashed out or erased,
yes.
Where are you getting this thought from? Have you seen? Do you have an experience? Are you one of the people who erases the names of people? I'm wondering. I'm wondering. Really, can you tell me?
Yeah. That's just the truth. If you understand how federal character works, I think we are saying the right thing here because the people who are in charge. Are you there?
I'm listening to you. Go ahead.
Yeah. The people who get in charge there, wherever applicants are coming in, these names can be manipulated. Uh-huh. And the result can be... It's just like with the elections. Okay, now let me talk about the youth. What I have come to the South and see, I am from Benue State. The fourth on the line, just like you said, fourth. Now, because of your exposure... You might really want to think that the Nigerian police is only hiring people that don't actually have plans for themselves. That's just the truth.
Uh-huh.
That is why you see that the educated ones are kept in front. And anyone that is pursuing a job or who is pursuing a career, you know, it just proves, just like you said, a constable and his development in the force is going very slow. Meanwhile, those that are educated will be kept up there. So, this is what I'm trying to say.
Honestly,
it's making the other regions to run into the Nigerian force. That's just a fact.
Okay.
Meanwhile, the people down here, number one, we even said you are experienced, not bad. You won't think that when you go there and start standing on the road and start being corrupt by asking for 10 anybody that has a suit.
All right, then I get. Okay.
So they rather go for the smart job, you know. I prefer to say that the NDDC has been created.
All right. Then I've got to go. I've got to go. I'm sorry, but I've got to let you go at this point.